You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about what is breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means, and we discuss why it matters. We get started right now.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a lot of stories to get to today, and a couple of special guests are going to be with us. What is happening to a group of Christians that may be deported back to Iraq? Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International will join us to discuss. Also, how can dads better prepare to be even better fathers? Maybe by becoming their child's hero. Dr. Meg Meeker is here. And the latest headlines.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Question is, do I think the past administration could have done more? I think the results speak for themselves.
That is Fred Warmbier, who is the father of the young person who was released from North Korea yesterday or a couple of days ago. Anyway, he is back home in Ohio now, but he is facing a very severe difficulty. The doctors from his hospital are holding a press conference as we speak. They may be releasing more information about his medical condition. But let me just say very bluntly that when Mr. Warmbier spoke earlier this morning to the press himself, he made it abundantly clear that his son had not been well cared for. The North Koreans say that they put this kid, that they took good care of him, and that he went into a coma because of a combined case of botulism and a sleeping pill. No one believes that. Warmbier was also very frustrated with the political process in trying to retrieve his son from North Korea. In fact, I thought it was worth hearing enough that I asked Alex to pull up the entire statement. It's just a little over 4 minutes. But I just want you to hear, as we're moving into Father's Day weekend here, the heart of this father as he is trying to come to grips with what his family is facing. Cut one.
Thank you, everyone, for coming here. And I made a decision this morning to wear the coat that Otto wore when he was, a prisoner in North Korea. This is the coat he wore when he did his confession, and I thought it was an amazing performance. I'm proud of him, and I'll start with an opening statement. I want to thank everyone who has shared their thoughts, prayers, and best wishes with the Warmbier family during the past 17 months. The burden of our ordeal has been eased by the support we have experienced, not only from our friends in Cincinnati, but throughout Ohio, at the University of Virginia, throughout the United States, and indeed from around the world. I'd also like to thank Todd, Lynn, Mr. Seiler, Mr. Burke from Wyoming High School. This is a place where Otto experienced some of the best moments of his young life, and he would be pleased to know that his return to the United States would be acknowledged on these grounds. My wife Cindy is at Otto's side this morning, as she has been since the moment he returned to Ohio. She wanted me to tell you that she knows that Otto is a fighter, and she and I firmly believe that he fought to stay alive through the worst that the North Koreans could put him through in order to return to the family and community he loves. Cindy joins me in expressing our gratitude to so many people. The wonderful people at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center are providing Otto the excellent medical care he has been denied for so long. As you know, the doctors there will be holding a press conference this afternoon to discuss Otto's medical status, and I will leave the details of such matters to them. We also want to thank Senator Rob Portman, who has stood by us throughout this entire ordeal. Last evening, we received a very nice phone call from President Trump, who told us that Secretary of State Tillerson worked hard to help bring Otto home. We are extremely grateful for their efforts and concern. I would like to highlight this morning the bittersweet feeling that my family has. Relief that Otto is now home in the arms of those who love him. and anger that he was so brutally treated for so long. We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time. Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, and we don't, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret and denied him top-notch medical care for so long. When Otto was first taken, we were advised by the past administration to take a low profile while they worked to obtain his release. We did so without result. Earlier this year, Cindy and I decided the time for strategic patience was over, and we made a few media appearances and traveled to Washington to meet with Ambassador Joe Yoon at the State Department. It is my understanding that Ambassador Yoon and his team, at the direction of the President, aggressively pursued resolution of the situation. They have our thanks for bringing Otto home. I know you have many questions about what transpired. So do we. We have few answers. There's no excuse for the way the North Koreans treated our son, and no excuse for the way they have treated so many others. I call on them to release the other Americans being held. No other family should have to endure what the Warmbiers have. Thank you.
And that was the father's prepared statement. But you may have noticed that little passage in there in which he identified how the previous administration and the current administration approached getting his son back. And I'm, you know, as a father, I am not unmoved by this man's plight. As a father of boys, three sons, this is a dad's worst nightmare, that your son is trapped somewhere that you can do nothing about. And so I found it interesting. I did not know what he was referring to when he said this in cut two.
Do you feel like that President Obama should have been doing more to help?
The question is, do I think the past administration could have done more? I think the results speak for themselves.
Cut three.
We knew the dynamic was changing, and honestly, nothing was happening in our world for Otto. No communication, no letters, nothing. So we did what we could. We tried to stay low. We were advised that it was important that you don't upset the North Koreans. And so we followed that logic. And then at this, there came a time where it's that we're tired. That doesn't seem to have any impact. So we went public with an interview and on the Tucker Carlson show, and then did a couple written pieces, and then very quickly we have Otto home.
And I find it amazing, and I just want to put this side by side for you, friend. Under the previous administration, the objective, we're not really sure what it was, but it was don't ruffle the feathers of those people that are doing evil, because we're trying to talk them into doing something good. Okay, that was the previous administration's approach. The current administration not only welcomed them coming forward, but then ratcheted up the temperature through the ambassador and through the Secretary of State's office, and basically threatened North Korea. You let him go. You let him go or else. And the outcome was he came home. It's just odd to me in these last couple of days, the last couple of weeks, where one party is the party of abortion on demand at any time for any reason. One party consistently has many people conducting attacks against the other party. This same party that conducts the abortion and conducts the attacks also seems completely passive in trying to valiantly rescue our innocent children that are being held in other places. Friends, I don't understand. What is the purpose of the government if it is not to, at the very minimum, protect its own people? I see something kind of in common with all those things. The lack of value for human life, that's pretty evident. We don't care about the aborted babies. We don't really care if Republicans get shot or attacked or killed. And we don't care if young people are slaving away, rotting away in a North Korean prison. We just don't want to upset the apple cart for the agenda that we have to put in place. Which I don't really know what the agenda for the last administration was. I mean, they got the healthcare thing done. They did a lot of stuff on the gay stuff. But outside of those two, what was the big strategic play in keeping quiet and not disturbing, not rocking the boat? I am so grateful that the Warmbiers have their son home, but he has suffered severe, this is the doctor's analysis, severe neurological damage. And his days are not by any means in the clear as of yet. Coming up next, Dr. Meg Meeker will be with us to talk fathers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did in state court. The case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million. So Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. Helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates. 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-881-2255. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-881-2255. 800-881-2255. 800-881-2255. Results may vary.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. With interest rates being all over the place, going down one day, going up another, and not knowing exactly what that will do to the mortgage market, you could be standing to lose lots of money that you could otherwise save if you had an honest assessment of your mortgage. If you knew that you could get that assessment and it wouldn't cost you anything except a couple of minutes of your time, would you be willing to talk to the people that I trust most in the mortgage industry to find out if they can in fact get you into a better situation? Mike and Brian are the names that I have been touting for years here at Kevin McCullough Radio because they do honest work for their customers, and they do right by the customer every single time. Friends, they are Christians, and they love helping you get your mortgage settled at the best rate possible. 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919. That's their number. Call them today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no surprises pricing, and our no questions asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down? Don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, in the run-up to Father's Day, which, of course, is next Sunday, but I wouldn't know that, being a dad. I'm not counting the days down or anything. We're going to have a lot of discussion this coming week on the issue of fathers and why they're so important. And someone that knows a lot about this and has seen the data, but has also kind of equally practiced the thing that she preaches is Meg Meeker. She is author of the new book, Hero, Being the Strong Father Your Children Need. Dave Ramsey wrote the foreword, and it's really phenomenal. In fact, Meg is so talented in helping men understand their role in this area that the NFL, of all people, reached out and said, hey, please come help us. Dr. Meg Meeker, it's good to have you back at the Kevin McCullough Show. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kevin.
When people think about being a hero, which is the big, you know, big letter title of your book, mm-hmm. What do they need to know? What's the one, two, or three things that they need to say that's not too impossible for me to achieve?
Yeah. First of all, they need to understand, every father needs to understand that hero is not a title he gives himself. It's a title his children give him. So he needs to understand what hero means from a child's perspective. Because you say to a dad, are you a hero? And they go, no, I haven't landed a plane. I haven't won an NBA tournament, whatever. But to your child, you are. So that's critical. What is a hero to a child? A hero father is a dad who gets the big stuff right, who communicates to his child that he loves them like crazy, that he'd throw himself in front of a train at any moment because that child is so valuable, that he believes in him as a person, as a son or a daughter, because he or she is his son or daughter, and that he is a father who is going to stick with them forever and ever and help him navigate a pretty tough life. That's it. That's it. And any father can give those things to his child. And Kevin, we focus on the menial in parenting. You know, we're parents are taught to just focus on all the stuff that really doesn't matter. What soccer game should he play? What team should he be on? What teacher should he have? Should he go to kindergarten this year? Go to kindergarten out there? Should he have this? And what we miss it. We miss it. The real power in a child's life, the real power in a child's life is his or her relationship with dad. And dads aren't taught that. Dads right. are heroes. I would love in 10 years that when someone says the word hero, we so rebrand that word that someone thinks dad, yeah. not NBA star.
Well, I got to tell you, as a man, and I detailed this in my book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, as someone who did not have good father figures in my life growing up, my childhood father, my DNA donor, abandoned me at 18 months. And the man who led me to faith kind of abandoned us once I was into young adulthood. And so
there were kind of a double slaying against me from having models to live by. And so one of the things that I've really wanted to do with my boys, and I have three of them, is I want them to know that I believe in them and that I am there. Now, it may not be in communicated in a way that they always like it. Like, I want them to know that when they're goofing off, taking things that don't belong to them, or punching their brother behind the door and they don't think dad saw it, I want them to feel like I'm omnipresent, that I am there.
Yeah.
But I also want them to know that when they skin their knee and they feel really, really worried about, you know, the pain that they're in or whatever else, that dad is there. And so there's this kind of like dual thing. I'm catching the drift of what you're saying, and it's such a craving my own heart longs for.
Yeah.
How can I help? How can myself and every other father accomplish the three things you just talked about in a more concise way?
Well, it's easy. And I think, I mean, obviously,
buy your book.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, you got to get a copy of Hero. That's number one. But in addition to that,
I don't want to say it's easy. It's simple. Here's the thing. I write in my book about three questions every child needs answered by his dad. If you answer those things questions in a positive way, you're there. You're done. Think about this. What is it that you and I as adults, Kevin, want from God? We want to know God loves us. He'll mm-hmm. never leave us. Mm-hmm. And he's going to walk us into the future. So when we know our heart wants that as adults from a father, know what that feels like and now turn and give those to your kids. It's a transfer. It's like, wait a minute. You know what? It really crushed me that my dad twice left. I will never leave you, sons. Now, if you communicate that to your kids over a period of 18 or 20 years, that covers a multitude of sins. You can do a lot of things to them they don't like and they're mad about, but let me tell you something. They're going to forgive all those because you gave them the big stuff.
Yeah.
You communicate to them that there's nothing that can shake their dad, Kevin McCullough, from loving them as much as they do. They're not going anywhere. That puts their feet on solid ground. That means that, you know, they can grow up and they can become a lawyer. They can, you know, no matter what happens to them, they end in prison. You're there.
Yeah.
You will love them. You will cover that. So those are the big things, the simple things that any father can provide because you know what it feels like to want them.
The book is called Hero, Being the Strong Father Your Children Need. Meg Meeker is its author, best-selling author of also Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. Meg, let me ask you this. What does the data tell us about children who have fathers who are not just maybe physically present in their life, but actively present in their lives? What does the data tell us?
Yeah, the exact opposite of what sitcoms and movies are telling us. They're telling us you're stupid and not worth much. Here's the data says, if a father starts reading with a child when they're 6 months of age, you test that child's IQ at 3 years of age. It's considerably higher than a child who didn't have a dad reading. Hmm. The best way to boost a self-esteem of any girl is not to get her piano lessons or into a better school, to her father give her physical affection.
Hmm.
We know that kids who grow up with a father in a home, not a father with a PhD in psychology, just a father present, kids are less likely to struggle with depression, anxiety, learning disorders, even including ADHD. Kids who have a father in the home are far less likely to get into high-risk behaviors as teens, sex, drugs, alcohol, go to prison, you name it. A child with a father, just a garden variety good guy in the home, is on its path or his path to success. Without a child, without a dad, it all goes downhill. There isn't one area of a child's life that isn't dramatically improved without a father in the home. And our country is shaming fathers, and it's marginalizing fathers, and it's enough is enough. It's a national crisis. And we know that, not just in the inner cities where kids are literally killing themselves because they don't have a dad.
Right.
In every home in America, because dads are not allowed to occupy their proper space.
Well, it is such a vital thing, friends. It's one of the reasons why I do talk about the role of men and fathers so much on this broadcast, even though our mission is to talk about news. Look, a lot of the news wouldn't be news if fathers were actually doing what fathers were designed to do. And I've said that many times, Dr. Meeker, but thanks for reinforcing it. And thanks for writing this tremendous resource, Hero, Being the Strong Father Your Children Need. And we want you to pick it up. It's published by Regnery Faith, and I think it'll make a big difference to you. Dr. Meeker, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, this is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Region 6, North America, presents the 2017 Holy Ghost Convocation, tagged Divine Surprises. The date is Tuesday, June 20th, 2017 at 5 p.m. The venue is the Carneseca Arena of St. John's University, 800 Utopia Parkway, Queens, New York. The General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, will be ministering along with other anointed ministers of God, as well as the host of the event, Pastor Daniel Ajayi Adeniran, the regional pastor of RCCGNA Region 6. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, June 20th at 5 p.m. The event is free, but registration is required. Please go to www.rccgnaregion6.org to register.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We tried to stay low. We were advised that it was important that you don't upset the North Koreans. And so we followed that logic. And then at this, there came a time where that doesn't seem to have any impact.
That is the father of Otto Warmier, Fred Warmier, who spoke to the press earlier today. And while Ms. Meeker was with us in the last segment, the
press conference at the hospital had concluded. And there is also some news that is has been released, and it is not good for this young man that we have just gotten back from North Korea. And in, I guess, in the reality that this is Father's Day on Sunday, this is all that much harder. But it appears that Otto was severely, brutally treated by North Korea. It appears, according to some medical experts, that he may have had his heart stop beating for up to several minutes at a time, maybe multiple times, while he was in captivity. And it appears that he may be in a permanent vegetative state for which his parents may never have a chance to communicate with him again. And so when you go back to the premise of what Mr. Warmbier said about the situation, the previous administration having this view that we have to wait and negotiate and speak softly and tread quietly and don't do anything to make the North Koreans upset may have very well killed their son. It took the new administration a little under 150 days to assess the situation, get in there, get the negotiating going, and get him out.
We also have cuts of the address, if you want, from the doctor.
So the interesting thing about this is that we may never know. This is something that He is going to, as a father, deal with this Father's Day as he sits by his son's side. But I'm still wrestling with this, friend. I'm just going to be very candid with you. There is a political party in our nation that seems ambivalent to evil. I'm not saying everybody in the other political party is correct, but there is one political party that seems completely ambivalent to evil. Whether it's evil conducted against our children that are kidnapped, whether it's the evil of someone from their side coming and shooting. And it's interesting that yesterday's gunshots were done by a man who had volunteered for Bernie Sanders. And it was interesting that Bernie Sanders yesterday got out and talked about how much he condemned this action. But did Bernie Sanders really condemn this action? I want you to hear from a segment that he was on with Rachel Maddow in March of last year about what he really wanted to have happen to Republican politicians. Cut seven.
Rachel, what we are seeing is that when the American people begin to move, you know, Republicans historically had their town meetings and 30 or 50 of their friends would show up and they talk about cutting the deficit and cutting Social Security and Medicare and everybody would applaud. But now you're seeing people coming and saying, as you heard on one of your clips, if you do this, my wife is going to die and I'm not going to let you do that. And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That's Senator Sanders a year ago. It is his goal to cause legislators that he disagrees with to be running for the door, running for their life. How can we countenance that? My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com. Someone's got to ask the question. When we come back, there are dozens of Iraqi Christians that may be deported. We'll talk to John Eibner.
Having a hard time losing weight? Make sure your gut is healthy. Go to bioactive.com. That's bioactive.com. Enter promo code AM570 to get your free bottle of probiotics today. Bioactive.com.
You need a professional website quickly with no drama? Call the great people at Biztourage. They're experts in small business websites and will deliver a great website at a low cost with no headaches. Biztourage.com gives you personal attention, a website that wows your customers, and with no headaches. They make it easy. Get your Biztourage website today. Call 888-461-4348 or visit Biztourage.com. That's 888-461-4348 or at Biztourage.com. Biztourage, because every small business deserves an entourage. Call today.
Six Flags Great Adventure in association with Fitz Entertainment presents Faith, Family, and Praise Saturday, July 8th. It's an all-day long gospel celebration. Start off your morning at the festival stage and enjoy rides. Join us on the big stage in the evening with special guests Pastor Charles Jenkins, Jermaine Dolly, Brian Andrew Wilson, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, LeRae, Alexis Spite, and many more. Get your discount tickets at faithfamilyandpraise.com. Again, that's faithfamilyandpraise.com.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that, too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's BrooklynSpineCenter.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM 570 The Mission. And he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes the Mike's 4-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
The Auto Lab is on the move. Join host Professor Harold Walchalk and his panel of automotive experts as they answer all your basic automotive questions and give advice on seeking second opinions from their new parking place at our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. That's 2 hours of great advice and conversation on the history and culture of the automotive industry. The Auto Lab, Saturday morning starting at 7 on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss it. For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a troubled day in so many different perspectives. And a story like this may not get the top of the news pile today, but I felt it was important enough to chat with our friend from Christian Solidarity International. John Eibner is the head of that fine organization, and we just helped rescue nearly 250 families, I believe. Not families, slaves from northern Sudan into freedom, and was so proud of your efforts in that regard as listeners to this broadcast. But today I saw this this story. Dozens of Iraqi Christians will be deported to Iraq, separated from their families, about to be deported, even though they've lived in the United States for some time. And there's some question about what this all means. Dr. John Eibner now joins us. He's the CEO of Christian Solidarity International. Dr. Eibner, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks.
much. Great to be back with you, Kevin.
Let's talk about this roundup. There are some 200 Iraqi Christians that may be being deported. Do we know why?
No, I mean, I don't know the details of that particular case, but what I do know is that it is not easy for Iraqi Christians to seek asylum and to be able to stay in the United States. It's very tough, and they can be deported for all kinds of reasons. But notwithstanding the sufferings that they've been subjected to over actually many, many years, especially since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, they have a very tough time trying to get into the United States. And often once they're in the U.S., they're not able to stay. But I can't comment on the details of those particular individuals.
Gotcha. Well, the situation seems to be, in according to some reports, and one of them's in the Washington Post, which I have come to trust less and less as the days go by, but they say that some have acquired criminal records since coming to the U.S. But we're talking about a combination of Chaldean and Assyrian people. John, who are these people? How strong is the tradition of Christianity within those communities? And what will they face when they go back to Iraq?
Well, these are ancient Christian communities that date back to the apostolic times. These are the oldest Christian communities on earth, and members of those communities have kept their faith, notwithstanding the persecutions and pressures that have come from centuries of Islamic rule and domination. And they have stayed. They're the remnant of the faithful. Many others were killed. Many converted to Islam, and those that are there today are those that have retained their faith, and today they are subjected to terrible violence. There's war going on in their villages around the main city of Mosul. They've been displaced, and they have nowhere to go. It's really quite shocking when one thinks of the fact that Secretary of State Kerry, before leaving office, openly declared that they were victims of genocide. And how do we treat victims of genocide?
Which it took him, kicking and screaming after several years of being asked to do that.
Absolutely. Kicking and screaming, but he did it. And so officially, the United States government recognizes that these people are victims of genocide. And how do we treat these victims of genocide?
Yeah, it's an important question, and one that our State Department needs to hear from us on. Dr. Eibner, you're about to leave for Iraq, I believe, tomorrow. What are you hoping to accomplish while there?
Well, several things. One, of course, I want to see for myself what's going on the ground, especially around the area of Mosul, because there's a big battle going on now to drive the Islamic State out of Mosul. And it's, of course, creates a lot of displacement and hardship for the people who are caught up in that. But we also want to distribute food parcels, hygiene kits, and water filters to displaced Christian families, especially those that are going to try to get back to some of their villages that are now free from the Islamic State. They were displaced several years ago. They've been living rough, and in some cases, they're going to try to go back to their villages and reestablish lives for themselves. So we want to help them.
Will your reporting or observing there and documenting what you're seeing assist on any other fronts, for instance, advising governments on what we should be doing in the region?
Well, of course, I'll be back in Washington next month, and I will be meeting people there and encouraging them and advising them on what can be done to help. The people there need security. That's what they need. And if they can't get security there, if they are not able to survive there, then these victims of genocide ought to be able to come to the United States and other countries where there is security. We don't especially advocate a mass exodus, but that's actually what happened with the Jews. There used to be hundreds of thousands of Jews in Iraq, again, an ancient community, and they had to leave, and now there are less than 10. documented Jews living in Iraq. But an exodus was organized. Many of them ended up going to Israel. They had a Jewish state to go to. But these Christians who have been displaced and have been victims of genocide in Iraq don't have a Christian state to go to. The United States is no longer a Christian state. Nobody is willing to take them. And so they run around and try to figure out what to do. It's really quite heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Since the new administration has come in, has there been any notable change for the good or for the worse in terms of what we as Americans in the West should be doing as it pertains to helping the people that are being persecuted in the Middle East?
No, I don't detect any positive change. I don't want to say that this administration is making things even worse. We have to wait and see what it does. But there's been no indication that there has been any positive change, apart from maybe more rhetoric. This administration is more likely to speak positively in terms of the need to help persecuted Christians than the outgoing administration. But we have not seen any policies yet that will bring real hope to the persecuted Christians in the Middle East. Our hope and desire, and their hope and desire, is that they can live in their own homelands in peace and dignity.
Sure.
That's what they really want. Most of them don't want to abandon their homelands and have to seek refuge in the United States, Australia, Canada, etc. But there's nothing, we see a battle going on to drive the Islamic State out of the city of Mosul. They will probably succeed, but what happens next?
That's the big question.
We could well be preparing the way for another war.
And Dr. John Iberg, we'll be relying upon you to give us your report upon your return as well. Safe travel.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightline, the logo, was imprinted on his arm, that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get your health-related questions answered live. Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THE MISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I guess we don't have President Trump's remarks. Do you have what he said about Mr. Scalise? Can you hit that for me, please?
People even thought at the time. It's been he's in some trouble, but he's a great fighter, and he's going to be okay, we hope.
That is the president earlier today making remarks about Steve Scalise, the congressman who was injured yesterday in the shooting. He is still in critical condition, and he is in a much worse situation than what people initially thought. Evidently, the shrapnel went not only through his hip, but shattered his pelvis, and the combination of the bone fragments and the shrapnel itself injuring many of his internal organs, lots of internal bleeding, and a situation in which he is going to require additional surgeries. He's had blood transfusions, and it is not looking like an automatic recovery for Mr. Scalise. So what I would encourage you to do is to continue to pray for he and his family tonight as you're able to, that this assassination attempt that was carried out yesterday would not be successful in its most seriously injured victim thus far. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. There's also another interesting item that I wanted to get to before we were done, and it has to do very simply with I just had it in front of me just a second ago. Hold on. Oh, yes. Government efficiency. Now, we are in the year 2017, are we not? Somehow, never before in the last 17 years has our government been able to figure out that we should have stopped work on the Y2K bug. 17 years after the year 2000, and the bug came and went, the federal government has finally announced plans that it will eliminate the bureaucracy around requiring federal agencies to follow obscure rules to prepare for the bug that was to take place on Y2K. And we wonder why government is so inefficient. The Trump administration announced Thursday would eliminate dozens of paperwork requirements. Another example, the Pentagon will be freed from a requirement that it will file a report every time a small business vendor is paid, a task that consumed some 1,200 man hours every year. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told reporters at the White House that we're looking for stuff everyone agrees is a complete waste of time, and cleaning out our closets is what he likened it to. Deregulation is a major ambition of the current agenda. As one example, President Trump has signed more laws rolling back his predecessor's regulations than the combined total of the three previous presidents since the process was established by the 1999 Congressional Review Act. See, friend, this isn't hard. If you're really doing the work of the people, if you're really being a steward of the people and the people's resources, you don't have to wait 17 years past the existence of the Y2K bug to finally deregulate all the little rules that you put in place to follow so that you didn't get infected by it. 17 years late. When people wonder, why is government so inefficient? I'm curious how they get that idea. If you're declassifying the Y2K bug 17 years past Y2K, you're doing it wrong. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.